This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And today I'll check in with the Roseburg Dream Center, Jeremy Gremmon, the co-executive director. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's been going on with the Roseburg Dream Center?
Well, really, it's been a year of expansion. We've just continued to break new number records every month with how many families and households we're serving.
Seems like a lot of the different groups that are out there helping have been saying the same thing. It's been a tough year.
Yeah, everyone's feeling it, you know, not just the unhoused, but those that are on fixed incomes and things like that.
So what kinds of things have you been working on lately?
So a lot of it has been our ability to store food and increase our capacity. So we had a walk-in fridge and freezer moved. It was donated years ago to the Dream Center, but we were able to get it moved on site and also upgraded with all new refrigeration. So that's increased our food storage capacity by about 60%.
Wow, that's a big deal, especially when you get food that's got to be refrigerated.
Yeah, it's really saved on all of our waste.
So what kinds of things do you do over there on a weekly basis?
So we're open for food pantry on Mondays and Wednesdays. We also open Monday evenings from 4 to 7. We've been doing that for about a year and a half now to help those families that might not be able to come during our normal hours, which are 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Thursday. So food days are Monday and Wednesday, and then we hand out free clothing on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And let people know where you're located.
We are at 2555 Northeast Diamond Lake Boulevard.
And you've been there for quite a while. What kinds of things are you able to do with that facility?
So we've expanded out to be able to meet greater needs. So our hygiene care has increased quite a bit. We have some household needs. We also are able to do more for young mothers who have babies. So we have diapers and typically have baby food on hand. We also supply tents, tarps, and sleeping bags and basic needs for those that are homeless.
And what kind of help do you have in terms of others that are pretty involved?
Our volunteers are kind of always evolving, but we have typically had about 40 active volunteers over the last year and a half, and we're just really blessed with a lot of generous people. We're always looking for more volunteers. There's always a space, so some of those volunteers can only come in once or twice a month. Others are there every day that we're open, but we can always use those volunteer help.
What kinds of things can volunteers do?
So we have everything from sorting our clothing donations, and again, that's another thing that we're always in need of because we give our clothing out for free, and we're clothing about 1,500 households every month in the greater Roseburg area. And so we're sorting through clothes. There's lots of sorting through food. There's a lot of clientele interaction, being able to just be a person of hope and encouragement to those that might be struggling.
And how long has it been that you and your wife have been leading this effort?
We just hit 2 years as the directors, and it's been an amazing journey.
And of course, you walked into it kind of towards the tail end of a pandemic and all that.
Yeah, it was definitely a restructuring and a rebuilding season. The previous directors had really done a good job of carrying the Dream Center through a really tough season, and they were ready to retire. And this was a great time for restructuring and rebuilding for the Dream Center.
Now, how are you guys doing financially?
We're always looking for financial help. Many of you know that we got a large grant from UHA this year, and that has helped us increase our ability to bring services to our community. But we're always looking for those help for our operating expenses. And so if we were looking for people to partner with us, we really appreciate those that are already consistently monthly partners, or if you want to do a year-end giving, that's another huge help to the Dream Center.
And I know you guys were out in the Veterans Day parade lately.
Yeah, we serve a lot of veterans. Veterans are a huge part of our outreach as far as being able to get them resources. Many of them are on fixed incomes or going through difficult things or even homeless. And so we interact with them. And so we want the community to know that we support our veterans highly.
And was that the first time you've been in the parade?
No, we actually were able to do it 2 years ago, but last year we weren't able to because of some scheduling issues that we were out of town.
All right. So a lot going on. If people want to find out more about the Roseburg Dream Center or how to get involved, what's the best way to do that?
So we are just getting ready to launch our new website, which is going to be roseburgdreamcenter.org. But you can also stop in. We love to talk to people, show people what we're doing, or you can give us a call at 541-673-5918.
All right, Jeremy Grammon from the Roseburg Dream Center. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:30, 7 at the morning report.